Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boonmagura. Thank you, member supporters. Today's Singing in Other Sins program is dedicated to the immensely talented and beloved German composer, Richard Strauss, and his famed songs for soprano and orchestra, Vier letzte Lieder, Four Last Songs. Many listeners will immediately think of Strauss as a composer of opera with such masterpieces as Elektra, Salome, and Ariadne auf Naxos. But some song enthusiasts will recognize him as a successor to Brahms with his substantial catalog of beautiful Lieder. Today, we will sample two interpretations of each of the four songs by a range of interpreters and will enjoy an English translation of the poetry. The last two decades of Strauss's life were deeply troubled years, as it coincided with the rise of Nazi Germany. Though he was persona non grata in their eyes, he was still the most performed living composer of that time, so the Nazis wasted no time in using Strauss as they saw fit. Strauss died in 1949, just 4 years after the defeat of the Nazi regime, but those final years were full of depression, and he was subjected to intense scrutiny. In an attempt to free himself from the mounting depression, Strauss turned to the writings of Goethe for consolation and inspiration. Strauss felt that both he and Goethe had been hard-working artists and protectors of the German tradition. It lifted his spirits a bit, but ultimately, the depression returned, and it was his son Franz who then suggested that he go back to composing in the form of Lieder. Having read the poem Im Abendrot by Joseph von Eichendorff, Strauss felt it had special meaning for him, and he set it to music in 1948. Then, soon after, in the year leading up to his death, he composed three more songs in the poems of Hermann Hesse, Frühling, September, and Beim Schlafen gehen. It wasn't until after his death that his editor over at Boosey & Hawkes posthumously gave the collection of songs the title, Four Last Songs. All four songs are written for soprano and orchestra with a prominent horn part. These orchestral songs represent the culmination of Strauss's artistic talent. The poems suggest an acceptance of age and death and reflect the lifting of the composer's depression, which hung over him like a dark cloud during those final two decades of his life. The songs also represent the last soaring examples of the great German Lied tradition. We begin with Frühling. I've selected one of German soprano Elisabeth Schwarzkopf's recordings of this Lied. She performs with the Radio Symphony Orchestra Berlin, conducted by George Sell. Schwarzkopf died at the age of 90 in 2006, and by the time of her passing was considered a controversial figure because of revelations of her long-ago membership with the Nazi Party, which came as a shock to many of her admirers. I'll follow that recording with a living artist, Finnish lyric soprano Zoli Iskowski and the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Marek Janowski. Frühling, or Spring. In dim vaults long have I dreamt of your trees and blue skies, your fragrance and birdsong. Now you lie disclosed in glitter, an ornament flooded with light like a miracle before me. You know me again, tenderly entice me. My every limb trembles with your blissful presence.
Thank you.
We move now to two iconic sopranos for the next Sleet, September. First, we'll hear the legendary American soprano Leontine Price with the new Philharmonia Orchestra conducted by Erich Leinsdorf. We'll follow that sublime recording up with another uniquely beautiful voice and interpretation, that of famed New Zealand soprano Kiri Takanawa with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by George Solti. September. The garden mourns, rain drenched in the coolness are bending, while summer cowers, mute as he waits for his ending. Leaf after golden leaf falls from the tallest acacia tree. Summer marvels and smiles to see his own garden grow faint with grief. Long still by the roses he lingers, longs for repose, languid, slow to the last, his weary eyelids close.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and today's episode devoted to German composer Richard Strauss and his four last songs. This next Lied is my personal favorite among the four songs, with its soaring melodic line and moving poetry, Beim Schlafen gehen, Time to Sleep. Now the day has wearied me, all my gain and all my longing. Like a weary child's shall be night whose meaning stars are thronging. Hands, now leave your work alone. Brow, forget your idle thinking. All my thoughts, their labor done, softly into sleep are sinking. High the soul will rise in flight, freely gliding, softly swaying, in the magic realm of night, deeper laws of life obeying. For this song, we turn to another American icon of opera and song, soprano Jesse Norman, and Norman's recollections of working on this acclaimed recording. She performs here with the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, conducted by Kurt Masur. To contrast Norman, we'll then turn to yet another great American name in classical music, Renee Fleming, and her interpretations of the same song with the Houston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Christoph Eschenbach. Fleming is, of course, making news. She recently announced that she'll be retiring from opera. We can only hope that means she'll devote more time to recital and concert singing. Sit back and enjoy the beauty of timbre from these two very fine singers.
One of the many joys of working with really great orchestras is learning from them. Now, on this occasion, when we were recording the four last songs, which, in spite of the fact that we have had people in charge of classical recording, certainly over the last 10 years or so, who could not have been less interested in classical recordings. This recording survives and has been re-released twice already. At the time that we were recording this wonderful music, the gentleman that was the concertmeister, that's mean the first violinist in the orchestra, the leader of the orchestra, was playing with the orchestra for the very last time. And he has a very important solo in the third song of the four last songs of Strauss, which is called Beim Schlafen gehen, and it means going to sleep, but the eternal sleep. And this man had been in the orchestra for more than 40 years. Yet because of his respect for the music and his respect for Strauss and the fact that these notes were going to be his last notes with the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, he came to my dressing room and tapped very quietly, and I said, "Hoo-hoo," as I always do. And and he said, "Darf ich reinkommen? May I come in?" And I said, "But of course." And he said, "I would like you to listen to what I have to play with you today to see if it's all right with you." And I said, "See if it's all right with me? How very kind of you." And this is what he played.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and today we're devoted to Strauss's four last songs. Finally, we've come to the last song in the collection. We'll first hear a classic recording from Kirsten Flagstad. Strauss died in September 1949, and it was Flagstad who first premiered these songs in May 1950 in London with the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Wilhelm Furtwängler. In fact, it was Strauss's final wish that Flagstad should be the voice that premieres these songs, so it seems fitting that we hear her today. Strauss wrote to Flagstad before his death at the age of 85, saying, quote, "I would like to make it possible that the song should be at your disposal for a world premiere in the course of a concert with a first-rate conductor and orchestra," end quote. We'll then end the hour by returning to Jessie Norman as she reflects upon what the four last songs have meant to her. And of course, we'll enjoy her incredible recording with Kurt Masur conducting the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. Im Abendrot, at dusk. Through joy and trouble, we've wandered hand in hand. Now let us pause at last above the still countryside. Dusk comes and the veils grow dark. Alone, two skylarks soaring in song, in dreams fulfilled. Draw close and leave them singing. Soon it will be time to sleep. Let us not lose our way in this solitude. How deep, oh, vast silent peace, we sense that night's soft breath. Now we are tired. How tired? Can this perhaps be death?
I think Strauss had a very special way, and this might be due to the fact that he was married to a singer, but he had a wonderful way of writing for the female voice. Anybody that sings his music says the same thing. It is written in such a wonderful way. He understood how the female voice functions. And there's just so much that for which I'm just so grateful for the music of Strauss. It's given me such a presentation of music for so long in my performance life, whether it's the operas Ariadne or whatever, or the four last songs of Strauss. I can't imagine what my life would be like minus those songs. I can't even imagine it.
I hope that you enjoy today's program, where we reviewed Richard Strauss's four last songs, sung by some of the world's most beautiful voices. I invite you to tune in again next week for another episode of Singing and Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Bunmagura. Aloha.